Big Detroit Policy Conference going to be happening soon. I want to learn a little bit more about this from Yvette Hollins, who is the manager of urban initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Yvette has been leading the efforts to build the Detroit Policy Conference agenda. Yvette, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this event that you have and why it's so important.
We at the Chamber really believe in convening key stakeholders to make positive change in the region. And this conference is something that we have done every year for the last 3 years. And we think Detroit's future is unfolding right now. We think the city is positioned to continue making a push as one of the nation's most attractive economic destinations, with a resilient entrepreneurial spirit driving continued growth across the region. And our agenda will bring together key business, community, and political leaders to inspire innovative solutions and urban revitalization, and help shape Detroit's next chapter.
All right, Yvette, there is lots of change there. There's new leadership there, obviously, with the mayor, with Mayor Duggan. Detroit is in the process of going through bankruptcy. Tell us how this can help those processes and help build Detroit.
You're absolutely right. You can't have a substantive conversation about Detroit right now that isn't intertwined with bankruptcy. It's something that's happening right now, but we look at it as something positive. It means to a positive end. Our conference is going to really address a lot of the things that Detroit will be facing post-bankruptcy as we emerge into the next chapter of Detroit. I think that's stated in our theme this year. Our conference is going to talk a lot of conversations about entrepreneurship, investment, public safety, the neighborhoods, and these are all represented on the agenda. And the conference actually begins with the mayor and ends with the reception with the new city council. So we think this is all-encompassing of Detroit's story. We're not shying away from the fact that we're in bankruptcy, but we're looking toward the future and having a very positive conversation.
All right, Yvette, I know that you're going to be talking a lot about business and how to build business there, but there's still a lot of concerns about safety in Detroit. There are so many challenges with vacant buildings and stray dogs and declining population. Are you going to talk about that, and will ways to fix some of those challenges be discussed?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of our breakout sessions, Chief Craig will be on panel for that conference, for that panel. It's called The City Speaks, and it's going to be all about revitalizing Detroit's neighborhoods. And you can't have a conversation about fixing the neighborhoods without talking about safety. And so we've invited him, and he's accepted our invitation to panel this conversation. And we think it's going to be very informative, and I think we're going to hear some great things about what he's doing and what his team is doing to improve safety in the city.
Yvette, is there a model for Detroit when it comes to a large city that has gone through similar challenges and overcome those to become a thriving city?
I mean, absolutely. Other cities have gone through negative things, such as bankruptcy. Well, not quite bankruptcy, but have had some similar issues. But I think that Detroit is unique in that we are the first large city of this size that has gone through something like this. But we feel, you know, that Detroit has something unique, the spirit of Detroit, which is something that we think is unique to the city, and that's what's going to be the thing that moves us forward.
Yvette, what do you tell folks who live outside the area who wonder why should they care about what's going on in Detroit?
We don't think you should be counting Detroit out. We think Detroit is the key destination, and if you look at the headlines recently, there's been a lot of positive things that have happened. Since 2006, more than $12 billion has been invested in commercial, industrial, and residential properties in the city. We've had major investments by large companies, Quicken Loans, Blue Cross Blue Shield, 12,000 jobs in downtown. There's a lot of positive things that are happening in the city, and I think they just need to come and learn about them.
All right, Yvette, give us the dates and times and location for the policy conference.
The policy conference is going to be Thursday, February 27th at the Motor City Casino Hotel from 8:30 a.m. with a reception directly following at 3 p.m.
All right, Yvette Hollins is the manager of urban initiatives for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. Yvette, we appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.